Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL last night, Brock Nelson's second goal of the game, 2 minutes 55 seconds into overtime, capped a frantic comeback to lift the Islanders over the Penguins 5-4, extending their points streak to 15 games. Also, the Wild downed the Sabres 4-1, the Bruins topped the Devils 5-1, and the Panthers defeated the Flyers 5-2. In women's college hockey, Union College tied with RIT 2-2. In women's college basketball, Florida Atlantic crushed Siena 83-39, and UConn ripped Virginia 83-44. In men's college basketball, UAlbany downed SUNY Potsdam 78-52, and Virginia defeated Vermont 61-55. In NBA news, Nets guard Kyrie Irving won't play tonight against Charlotte. He's missing a third straight game with a right shoulder injury. In NFL news, Antonio Brown has apologized to the Patriots and team owner Robert Kraft for any negative attention he brought to the team during his brief stint in New England. The four-time All-Pro receiver posted his apology on Instagram. In past posts, he's indicated he'd fight the Patriots' decision to withhold a $9 million signing bonus. In MLB news, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred hopes the investigation into sign-stealing by the Astros will be completed by next season and says he has broad authority to impose discipline beyond fines, the loss of amateur draft picks, and taking away international signing bonus pool allocation. A recent report by The Athletic says the Astros stole signs during home games in 2017 by using a camera positioned in center field. I'm Jesse King.